Welcome to the Quebec Radio Podcast. Here we have a group of exchange students from Parla Madrid. We're currently going to be talking about some topics, including idioms between the different languages.
Éramos pocos y parió la abuela. That means in English is there were few of us and then grandma had a baby.
What? So could it be like that something really strange has happened?
No. It means like there's a problem and suddenly another problem appears.
No. Oh, moving on. Isabella.
Yeah, we have another one. In Swedish, we say tala silver tiga guld. And in English, we said to speak is silver, to be silent is gold. It can be like is better than like not talk any times. Yeah, and this means it's better to be quiet than talk too much.
It's a very Swedish say, I think, like a stereotype that we're not so very talkative. It comes from this, I think.
Yeah.
On to the next. Two truths and a lie about our country.
Yeah.
And you need to guess which one is the lie. The first one, one of our kings died because he eats too many... Vad är bakverk?
Bakverk?
Aha. Semlor. It's a bun with whipped cream and almond butter on
pastries,
it. Pastries.
Mm-hmm.
He ate too many pastries, so he died.
Okay.
The other one, the coldest temperature in Sweden was minus 52.6. And our king are 110 years old right now.
I think the last one is the lie.
Yeah, I think so.
There's no one, I don't think there's anyone alive that's 112.
Okay. So what is your final guess? We all want to guess.
So.
The last one. Huh?
The last one.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah.
No way in King
Were we right?
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's our turn. The first one is, in Spain, it exists a festival dedicated that to we throw each other's tomatoes. Okay, the second one is,
That we used to have a type of bull that had like a slightly red form, and because of that we have the red color in our flag.
The last one is that Toledo, the city next to Madrid, is known as the culture city because people from all three religions live there, and people that are Jews, Christians, and Muslims live together. And that's why it's called the City of Culture.
Okay, that's just some.
Och den sista är sann. Mitten är ju falsk. Jo. number two, the in the middle, is the lie.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the tongue twisters.
Oh, okay. Should we start? Okay. Sex laskar i en laskask.
Laskar.
She says the wrong thing. Sex laskar i en laskask.
Sex laskar i laske.
Close one. And then you have to do like sex laskar i en laktas. Sex laskar i en laktas. Sex laskar i en laktas. I said lust so much, man. It's like six lask. I don't know what it's called. What's
lask is like a type of fish.
Yeah. Six fish salmon. In a fish jar. Six fish in a fish jar.
It's like salmon. So six salmon in salmon jar.
And like the opposite thing. So now?
Your turn.
Tres tristes tigres comían trigo en un trigal.
Tres tristes.
Tigres comían trigo.
Tigres comían.
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 Trigo.
Trigo.
Trigo. En un
rico.
Trigal.
Trigal. Why so long for?
It's
kind of like saying 3-3-3.
Yeah.
And
los tres tres trigales comían trigo en un trigal.
Ay, 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 ay.
So the first idiom we have is a caballo regalado, no le mires el diente. And in English is
to a gifted horse, do not look at the tooth.
Oh, maybe if you get something like as a gift, maybe you should try and be grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nu är du ute och cyklar. And it means in just direct translating, now you're out cycling.
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
Like, now you're out.
I was riding a bike.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think in Spanish they are more easy.
Now you're cycling in... When that it's going good on you? I don't know.
Okay, should we say in here?
Okay, so it means like now you're talking nonsense. Like,
yeah, if someone says something, you can say, nu är du ute och cyklar. And then you say,
nu är du ute och cyklar.
Like, now you're just, I don't understand.
Talking nonsense. Like, yeah. Now you're out cycling.
Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Nothing related to what I was thinking.
Lady.